So what's going on in Michigan, now the country's top hotspot for COVID-19? On Monday, that state joined others in lowering the age to get a vaccination. In Michigan, they're now available 16 and up. But as COVID-19 cases have been rising nationally for 4 weeks in a row, data shows a 105% increase in Michigan in the last 2 weeks and a staggering 133% rise in kids aged 10 to 19 in the last month. Now, health officials point to pandemic fatigue as well as the more contagious B.1.1.7 variant, but also to kids' sports. Kids are thankfully mostly getting just mild cases, but they are spreading it to adults, parents, and coaches. Today, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky again urged that communities seeing spikes limit indoor youth sports. Dr. Lawrence Reynolds is a retired pediatrician and a member of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Protect Michigan Commission. They work on getting vaccines out, and now they're racing ahead of these case spikes. Doctor, what's your opinion on kids sports in Michigan?
I'll state a position that's not very popular, and that is we should do what is necessary and essential. Yes, there are benefits from athletics, but it is not essential. And we have children traveling on buses from school district to school district, from county to county. And so they can become infected in their travels. Yes, we are testing every day before a competition. Yes, there are guidelines. But my position is this is an unnecessary risk, despite the demonstrations in Lansing insisting that school sports open up. And it's painful to see the work that we started back in November just falling apart. I mean, when you threaten to burn our governor, our secretary of state, and our attorney general at the state and refer to them as witches, that's tantamount to saying, and we should lynch the black officials too. There is a mood in Michigan. It's mind-boggling.
You're talking about the head of the Republican Party in the state who said that people like Governor Whitmer should be burned at the stake. And that is part of the problem, is that there are people protesting that sports are not the problem, but it's turning out with kids that they are. We're seeing stories across the country of youth athletic coaches who have died. But also there are moves we know in Michigan to try to stem that, including testing. Talk about the impact of testing.
Well, it's really too soon to assess the impact of testing. It's a good way of monitoring what's going on in the community, of what's going on in the school, of what's going on in the team. But sometimes if you test too early, that test doesn't give you an accurate reading. So, yes, we have to continually test, but then we have to look at the community spread. And in our county, it's 17% positive testing. We are at the highest level of number of new cases. And yes, most of them are in adults, but it does beg the question, how many are transmitted by asymptomatic children and younger people?
Yeah. Kids 13 to 19 in Michigan are mandated to be tested before all practices and competitions. This is an order from the governor. Minnesota recommends all school-age kids going back to school and their families get tested every 2 weeks, just so that you can immediately remove the people who are infected from that population. But still, talk about the unique aspect of sports. This is kids' sports. It's not like the NCAA. So you're not banning families and grandparents from the sidelines. There are a lot of people who come to see these games. Even if they're masked, we're seeing whole families getting sick.
Yes, and our Republican-dominated legislature passed a law saying that the governor could not limit the number of families because they wanted equal access for all families despite their size. There are restrictions on how, or guidance on how, there should be seating in an outdoor stadium. But how can you eat or drink with a mask on? So that presents its challenges. And what do people typically do at games? They're shouting. But is this the correct time to add an additional risk? And I say no.
Well, you can also add to that, you know, carpooling. People sleep over each other's houses. They have team celebrations. Are you saying, you know, you would, as a pediatrician, say stop all of that for at least a while?
Oh, yes, especially while we are at this peak. why school athletics has to be a special subclass in this discussion, I don't think it's a good approach.
That's Dr. Lawrence Reynolds, a retired pediatrician. He also is on the state's commission to try to increase vaccine education and access while they scramble to stay ahead of a new rise in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Reynolds, thank you.
Thank you.